Yeah, Alan, Kilrush now and Innis Diamond would be the two main horse markets and horse fairs. And our people are going there not knowing the legislation and the law. Now, for instance, last week there was a man selling five pups. They weren't vaccinated, they weren't registered, and he wasn't authorised to be selling there because you have to go to the market and go to the traffic warden and get your, you know, your whatever you pay and whatever. But anyway, the pups, it's illegal to sell dogs or pups unless they're vaccinated, microchipped. And I'm not an authorised officer under the Welfare Act, but the guards are. So the local rescues now are ringing the guards, and the guards are going down, they're checking, and if they feel that there's sufficient evidence there to remove them, then they're removing them. These five pups were removed. Now, they were in reasonable condition and everything, but the man wasn't aware that he was breaking the law and that he had to have, you know, have them vaccinated, have them microchipped, have them registered and everything before you'd sell them and then register them to the new owners. So just advising people that the guards are going to be active now because the rescue groups are ringing the guards and saying, look, and people are taking photographs and say, this isn't good enough and it is illegal. So I've been talking to the guards in both Innis Diamond and Kilrush, and they said they have no problem going down, and if they feel there's a need, they will, you know, seize the pups and pass them on to a rescue group. They didn't go to a vet, and then they go to a rescue group. Now, these pups in Kilrush were surrendered. That way the person wouldn't be prosecuted, and the law was explained to the man, and he knows what to do in future, so...
Okay, good to clear that up and make people aware, because from what you're saying, it sounds like plenty of people aren't aware of that. You also, Frankie, want to thank the rescues who helped you out during what was an extremely busy month. Over 70 dogs in the shelter.
71 dogs came in and we had 18 there already, and 71 came in on top of that in the 3 weeks. With Kildare SPCA, Star, inside Limerick Star Rescue, Molly Moose, I was with him yesterday. They have people all over Ireland, and I brought two dogs to them. And then Scar Rescue with Francis Murphy and Jimmy Murphy, and they're providing, you know, healthcare for these dogs. And then we have Fosters helping us, and also Pat Foody there from the Tyre Centre Linus. Pat is a great man for welfare, or for anyone really, anyone that's in trouble. And he's donated money towards food for dogs that are out with Fosters. So at the moment, Pat... Alan, only one dog had to be put to sleep out of that 71. So, and he, you know, he's in for reasons for biting people and whatever. So, great work now. We're down to around three dogs there again. And a few more coming in. But I would ask people if they could hold off at all with surrendering the dog until the new year to give the rescues a chance as well, because they're inundated as well. But thank God now that was all. We'd have as many dogs, Alan, in 2 months than any other... pound would have in a year, you know, it's effectively.
Okay, you want to mention as well illegal hunting of hares in West Clare, which Gardaí are investigating.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago the guards rang me, and there was reports a farmer had reported a man on his land with two lutchers, which would be crossbred greyhounds, that were after hares, which was illegal on a preserved land and also without the farmer's permission. But by the time the guards got there, the man had left the land. So he was stopped on the road, and the Gardaí are checking for licences, microchips, with a view to prosecuting. And I'm just advising people that the farmers are not accepting it in West Clare anymore now. They're all on WhatsApps, they're on to the guards, and they've been on to the superintendent. And anybody who comes back to hunting hares illegally, the farmers are going to come down to meet them, have the guards there, and they're also the wildlife, the rangers, if they can. But sometimes it happens, obviously, when people aren't working, but the guards are always working. But people don't seem to be aware, you know, it's illegal, and your car could also be taken from you, or your van, or whatever you were using, if you're, you know, that's all part of the Act, the Wildlife Act. I would advise people there now to be careful, and if you, you know, if you are hunting, have permission, have your dog microchipped, have a license for your dog, and as I said, be home. But hunting hares is illegal anyway. They can do it in coursing, they can trap them, but there it's on under license with the department. It's illegal. You can hunt vermin, you can hunt rabbits, you can hunt foxes, you know, you can hunt wildlife ducks and whatever, but not hares.
Just to finish, Frankie, I mean, muzzling and making sure that if you have a dangerous dog that it is muzzled and also, I guess, kept secure is something you flagged up as really important. And unfortunately, the need for that has come to the centre stage again after what happened in Enniscorthy and Wexford on Sunday. 9-year-old Alejandro Michan was attacked by a pit bull, and the family say that the pit bull nearly killed him, and I've seen an image of his injuries, and it is extremely, extremely shocking. This poor 9-year-old boy, and hopefully he will make a full recovery. But it just it heightens the need for people to, particularly those kind of dogs, dangerous breeds, to please ensure they're muzzled.
And Alan, every time I go on there and I speak about having these dogs that are under the Dangerous Dog Act and having them muzzled, people ring me and text me and say, you know, you're picking on the Rottweilers and you're picking on the Bull Terriers and you're picking on the Bull Breeds. But then this happens. I'm responsible for County Clare, and you'll be well aware that I'm beating that drum all the time, asking people to have the dog muzzled and not interfere with their own charges, especially those breeds. Those breeds are bred for dragging down bulls, some breeds for fighting bears. And also, Alan, there's going to be a lot more trouble down the line, and predicting it for the reason is there's a lot more bull breeds brought into the country which don't come under the Act, and they actually don't have to have. I met a dog myself the other day, and when I checked, he doesn't have to, even though he's a bulldog, he's not of that. There's, you know, 11, 12 breeds on it. There's 5 or 6 breeds in the country now that don't come under it and won't come under it for a long time. Our hands are tied, but I'm active, Alan, and I go around, and the one thing, whatever about meeting a dog that's on a lead, on a strong chain, and he's not bothering anyone, but meeting a dog running loose of that breed, I'm active on that. I'm straight on top of it, and the dog is taken to the pound, the people are fined, or the people are prosecuted. So my job is to try and protect the people and the children in Clare. But it's a danger even to your own children when you have these breeds of dogs. And some of them are lovely, Alan, but they're unpredictable. I've seen a child one time nearly killed in Clare with a dog, all because a bee had stung the dog in the ear. The dog had spent 3 years with the children, never bothered. People didn't know what it caused. It was only when the dog was put down and they saw it, the dog had got stung in the ear. And that was, you know, it was just a golden cocker, but it done awful damage to the child. So, I don't know. I can keep doing what I'm doing and keep giving advice, but I would say to people, no matter how much you trust your dog, the law says, if he comes under that in this dog act, and even if he doesn't, if he's shown any aggression at all, put a muzzle in him. Just briefly, Alan, people that are having awful trouble now are couriers and people delivering food to houses and all that. There was one attacked in West Clare last week, but it was on private property, so there's nothing we can do about that.